We'll go ahead and call to order the Board of Directors of the Los Olivos Community Services District for our special meeting of August 24th, 2018. Could we have a roll call, Mr. General Manager?
Sure. Director Fairham?
Here.
Director Kennedy?
Here.
Director Palmer?
Here.
Director Army?
Here.
And Director O'Neill is not present.
All right. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And item four is public comments. We did have two members from the public that were here, but I don't see them. If they happen to come back before we're done, I'll go ahead and extend them the courtesy of a public comment if they desire. We certainly want to encourage public engagement. So seeing no other members of the public, we'll move on to business items. Number 5A is resolution number 28-3 is a resolution of the Board of Directors of Los Olivos Community Services District approving the agreement for dry period funding between the district and the County of Santa Barbara. This item was brought to give us access to money before our taxes come in December. I think we talked about putting this on as a special item so that we could get our account set up and put money in there immediately. Are there any comments from any members of the board? No? Could we have a item to approve resolution 20? Could we have a motion to approve resolution 2018?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2018-03 for the Board of Directors of the Community Services District to approve the agreement for the dry period funding between the district and County of Santa Barbara.
Could I have a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. This requires a roll call, so could Mr. Pike please make a roll call?
Sure. Director Fairham?
Aye.
Director Kennedy?
Aye.
Director Palmer?
Aye.
Director Armin?
Aye.
And Director O'Neill is absent, so it passes 4-0. Item B is approval of the agreement as a tangential item to the resolution we just passed, which is an agreement between the Board of Directors of the Los Olivos Community Services District and the County of Santa Barbara for dry period funding of $50,000, which will be repaid at the end of December 2018. And I also note that our council has reviewed all of these documents and has approved them as well, although he's not here. I think at our request, it may not be necessary. So any comments from the board on item 5B? If not, could I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the agreement between the Los Olivos Community Services District and the County of Santa Barbara Treasurer for the dry period financing loan.
Could I have a second, please?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. This can be does not need to be roll call. So all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 4-0. And then item 5C is for the board to consider an authorized signature of the standard SDRMA agreement as referenced and approved with resolution 2018-2. I think we talked about this at our board meeting last time. And so this item is simply to approve that agreement. Any comments from the board?
Oh, I forgot to include it in the board packet. Doug sent it to me.
Oh, you know what? It's this is a standard agreement, and all that agreement really does is establishes in all the whereas is what the authority is of this special district that we're aligning with to obtain this insurance from. And we just sign on as a member. And all it is just an agreement saying that we will abide by all of the particulars concerning membership. And one of the requirements is that we also have to be a member of the Special Districts Association.
CSDA.
Right.
And the attorney reviewed it, and there was really nothing to review. It's a, we accept it or we don't.
Yeah.
Well, that to me, it's an administrative act based on the passage of the resolution to join. So.
Correct. In a way, we could say that we've already authorized the signature. But
correct.
We specifically authorized the signature. So.
I think
it does take the director's signature, and then we have the secretary's signature on there also. Probably wasn't necessary, but there was a space for it, so we put it there.
Well, I think safe just to put it on and explicitly approve it. So could I have a motion to approve 5C?
I'll do a motion to approve 5C.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
On that, if I could just ask, what can we use as a permanent street address? In filling out some of these forms that have to go in for the application, they won't accept the P.O. box. It has to be a street address.
Could we use the address of the post office?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. Why not just use this?
Their intent is to use it for delivering overnight mail.
Well, we're not going to have any. I mean, or we could use one of our personal street addresses.
If
it's for overnight, I know.
As the president, I'm happy to use my address until we resolve the issue. So I'll get that to you then, Doug. Okay.
Great, I appreciate that. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Sure.
And let's see, I think I have one other question. Once we get that signature tonight on that agreement, I can assemble the package and send it in. It'll be short, a check, and so of course we'll have to talk a little more in detail about the particulars of how soon funding can be had and how it, I guess it's.
I'll get an idea from Mr. Hagen, our county treasurer, with the items we approved earlier. At some point when you log on to Finn, you'll see money there, and then we'll have access. And I have a feeling that'll happen relatively fast.
Okay, we don't have that login information yet.
Right. Yeah. I think because they needed these two items.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put together a data sheet that kind of defines what all the rules are. I guess, Julie, you've had some training. And I'll talk to you there. I don't know when the next training is, but I'll go to that. But we'll put together just a short fact sheet as to what the process is for obtaining checks and what the time frames are and that sort of thing. I don't know if they actually give us a checkbook or we have to call them.
No, actually, it's pretty nice. You enter the details in of who, they call it a warrant. So you enter the details for the warrant of who needs to get paid. You can attach documentation, so just scan and attach. And then you can also specify, do you want it to just go in normal check cycle? Does it need to be expedited? Do you want to pick it up because you need it in a super hurry? So it's actually...
it's almost like a bill pay.
Yeah, it's actually pretty well designed.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a whole series of reporting features. And we did give them our budget, so they were going to also upload that in there so that as we move down the line, we can track... our expenditures against our budget. We can run a report that would show how are we doing relative to our budget.
Very good. We're attempting to get that insurance effective September 1. May not happen. If we can, we will. Otherwise, we'll do it as soon as we can.
Well, Tom's going to drop this off on Monday to Harry Hagen's office. I'll then continue to follow up on the login, and I'll ask them to create one for you.
Okay.
So that you can, and they do the training pretty regularly, so I'll ask them as well to, I'll give them your email address and ask them to just keep you posted on the next training.
So maybe once we have an idea of when the funds will be available, I mean, Doug can send an email out to everybody. Because I know there's those, we've got a few onesie twosie invoices that are
right.
due
yeah.
at
right
August 31st. And we need to know how to, they're not small, but they're, I don't say critical path, but keep us going on, when's the CSDA membership at a reduced rate, the post office box, all that kind of, it's minor, but setup related.
I'm wondering if we have does it have a petty cash feature?
Otherwise, we'll just write checks and get reversed.
So if we want to buy stamps, we'd have to get a check to buy stamps.
Or get reimbursed. That or you reimburse.
Okay.
You could reimburse.
Yep, I'm familiar with the whole concept. Any custodial account is like that.
Yeah, and they'll mail the checks and everything as well, too, which is kind of nice. You don't even have to...
I know that it's there's a fee per warrant.
Actually, we asked to do flat fee for the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Flat fee. No.
That's good. Then we won't feel bad about that check for
29 cents. Yeah. Yeah. That cost probably $29.
Yeah, exactly.
To do.
Stress us out.
Yeah. All right. Well, could I have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, can I ask a quick answer? Sorry. Just because it's my opportunity, and I'm not going to pound you with a ton of stuff at once, but I'll nickel dime it. This is what I'll do. It's less painful. I've already had one request from somebody that was part of the volunteer committee, and the comment was, oh, you've been appointed as interim general manager, you've been having meetings, and it's like they were surprised at all this. I'm wondering if there was a previous email mailing list for everybody that we could send out and just invite them to go to the new website on a regular basis. And we could also ask them if they wanted to get regular updates of some kind. We could put out some simple update.
So I'll take point with you on that, because I have all that information. We've got it, I have all the pieces ready to go, but if we could have your administrative support help with that,
yeah,
that'd be great. So why don't you and I don't know, let's talk offline and we'll figure out how to migrate that. Yeah. I mean, it's not complicated. It just needs to happen.
Yeah. And if I can get, you can just show me access to the website and how to upload documents, I can handle that.
I need to get you just all that administrative stuff and log in. Anyway, we can talk about it. But the answer is there is a list, and we've set up a feature where we'll be able to have people subscribe to a new mailing list on the website, and then you can do periodic update email blasts, you know, if they opt in for whatever regular interval they want.
Okay, great.
So,
and I do update some other websites, as long as they're pretty self-functional, you know.
Well, I can do it, so it'll be okay.
Yeah. I'm sure some of you may be a little uncomfortable, just so you know, and literally website management. So.
Great.
Well, just so you know, too, just so you're aware, when everything went down from before the vote and all that other stuff, Lisa was very proactive in making sure everybody knew everything. And even after the election went through, she went through the list of everybody that was involved for the last 4 or 5 years that was putting everything together and doing the whole campaigns to let them know, even the people that were against it, she let everybody know where everything was going. So I find it a little off that this person said, you know, they weren't aware. They act like they weren't aware, because we've been very transparent. She's been super transparent.
I think
that wasn't the implication. It was like there was a ton of that coordination, and then in the last few weeks, maybe.
Well, I think part of it is the transition from
campaign
formation
to
functioning district.
Absolutely.
And we've had this discussion with council about blurring the lines between elected officials doing administrative work. So we started, but it has not been as robust as it was, and it should be more robust than it currently
is.
So
I'm anxious to.
Okay. So why don't you and I offline just figure out how we move forward with that expeditiously?
Yeah, it's worth its weight in gold to keep that momentum.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that. Yeah. Yep, keep the channel open.
And I wasn't saying one way or the other. I just basically, we've been very transparent. We've been tried to, and she's gone over the top to
but
be very transparent.
That was the comment that I got, too.
Yeah, so.
So, but we've created an expectation that they expect to continue, so that, which is fine. So we can, I think there's an easy way to pivot on that. We'll get it up and going. You know, we've been busy getting formed and introduce our new interim general manager, and here's what, if you want to opt in for notices, you can do that, and then off and running.
Would it be beneficial? I mean, I know we have our meetings once a month or whatever, and we invite people to come, but would it be, now that Doug's on board and now that we're starting getting kind of set up with all the stuff, would it be beneficial to have like a little town hall deal just to let people know what we're doing and not outside of a normal meeting?
I think we talked about having, workshop where
public comment.
We just talk about, you know, where we're going, where we've been, and where we're going without, where it's not a decision-making.
Yeah, kind of like what we held at the schools when we were just kind of talking about stuff. But I don't know if it's something we even want to do
think that would be part of, we would weave that into the six-month work plan and figure out where, because it should have some substance and purpose and show progress.
Yes.
It would be great is to have it at one of these regular meetings so they can come see how these regular meetings look.
Right.
And what the feel of them are, and if we have a short agenda, like this and it's a special meeting, they can participate in the Pledge of Allegiance, they can and see how the roll calls work, and but wow, it's a district that's up and functioning. Looks like, smells like a real life special district.
Because it is. Are we officially adjourned?
No, I was waiting for a motion to adjourn.
It's okay. It's all right.
Motion to adjourn?
I think we had it. We had to vote, didn't we? I don't know. Ask.
I'll do a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're so adjourned.
Thank you.